Hello, hello, lovely listeners.
All of you ghouls and goblins.
And everything in between. Welcome to Across the Veil with Zelda.
And Emma.
Okay, hi Emma, how are you doing today?
I am so good, Zelda, because it's our first episode.
It's our first episode. We're going to be the cutest cryptozoologists. We're going to be talking about creepy crawly creatures over quarantine.
Basically anything creepy. Literally anything weird, anything otherworldly, hence the title of this podcast, Across the Veil. The veil being, I guess, something weird.
The semi-permeable membrane that separates our reality from the unknown.
Yes, that was a much better way to put it than something weird. That was significantly
something weird,
more eloquent.
Something wacky.
Something truly across that darned veil.
We're going to be gabbing about ghouls, gossiping about ghosts. I like to think of us as gossipists.
Oh my god.
Like ghost gossip
columnists. No, I got it. No, I got the joke. I just wish the joke hadn't happened.
I've never said it out loud before. It looks worse written down, but it feels bad in my mouth. So
it felt bad in my ears.
Yeah, the good thing about doing this is that you can edit out everything terrible.
It's true. If I want, it'll never hear the light of day. Hear the light of day, see the light of day.
See the light of day, hear the light of day. It's an audio medium. Nothing really matters. So what's up with you? Where are you right now?
I am in New Orleans.
Ooh, that's like spooky capital everywhere.
The Big Easy, baby. It is the spooky capital. Number one haunted.
I always thought it was really fun when they like sold houses that they were like, oh yeah, this one's haunted. Like, there's ghosts up in this shit, and it's going to cost you more money.
You pay extra for the ghosts.
You have to pay extra for the ghosts. Except, I feel like it's unfair. Ghosts should pay rent.
They should. Literally, give me the ghost rent.
If you're a being in this house, you got to pay the rent.
Not ghost money, real money.
Real money.
But where are you, Zelda? Tell me about where you are right now.
Oh, so right now I'm in the most fabulous place on earth. It's Fresno, California, which my father likes to describe. It's a very good place to be from, emphasis on the from. And I like to describe it as it's 10 minutes away from the middle of goddamn nowhere. It's Central California. We're surrounded by some mountains. Yosemite's kind of nearby, but really.
Yosemite.
Not a lot goes on here.
Yeah.
I'm currently living on an alpaca farm with my grandmother, and alpacas are very calm, very delicate animals, except they're fast. They are much faster than you'd expect them to
really?
Be, and one day somebody left a gate open, and a few of them escaped, and it did take about 2 hours to chase them around and, like, try to rally them all back in.
They zoomed. They said, no thanks.
They said, no thank you, I get to be where I want to be.
I just love the idea of just like being on the street and walking down the street, like having a nice day. And then suddenly you see like a cloud of dust in the Fresno distance. And it's just a fucking herd of alpacas just
coming at you. Get ready.
That's what's truly scary in this world.
Well, I think what's actually truly scary in Fresno is that we've got our own cryptid. And it's actually what this very first episode's going to be about. Have you ever heard of the Fresno Nightcrawler?
I've heard of them, like, kind of in passing because, you know, like, I, like, learn about creepy stuff, but I don't know much about them at all.
Yeah, they're kind of a, you know, underground cryptid, if I do say so myself. And I love these guys. They make absolutely no goddamn sense, and I find them totally hilarious as opposed to, you know, malicious or anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of YouTube videos showing footage of the Nightcrawlers with, like, millions and millions of views, and no one can quite figure out what these little guys are.
What do they look like?
They look like a pair of wide-legged white pants with a little round head. So the footage that's captured of their movements actually makes it look like somebody who's beginning to learn how to walk on stilts and they're doing like a really awkward job. It's like a toddler walking on stilts with really big white pants.
I gotta look up a picture of them. I have to right now.
Like, I feel like if they had a soundtrack, their soundtrack would be boom, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. That's how they walk.
Mm-hmm.
They are such awkward little things.
Oh my
god.
They're
pretty small. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm currently looking at photos of these guys, and they, you know, that episode of of Family Guy where it's Peter, but it's not Peter, and he has like the long legs, like only legs.
Oh, it's the
it's like the only legs. Yeah, that's what they look like. Except for wearing clown pants and
they're wearing white clown pants.
Only have eyes, maybe?
No, there's no eyes. You don't see anything up there. It's just like a little round ball and then big pants.
Oh, man. Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. I gotta know more.
Okay, so here's what we do know about the Fresno Nightcrawlers. So video footage from November 2007 was submitted to Univision, which is a North American Spanish language network television show, by a man only named Jose. Like, that's all we know about this guy. He preferred to stay anonymous. Mm-hmm. So apparently Jose had set up security cameras after being robbed one night, and he wanted to make sure he could catch the thieves if they decided to come back.
Poor Jose.
I know, right? You gotta keep your shit on lock. So one night around 12:46, Jose was woken up by his dogs barking. Thinking the robbers were back, he looked outside, but instead saw something really strange. He couldn't quite identify what he was looking at, so he decided to film his security camera footage with a separate camera, which is why the quality we see on all the videos is so low. So it's actually footage of the security camera footage, because he wasn't super technologically advanced, so he thought, oh, I'll film the security camera itself.
That
so that's
sense.
Why the footage looks kind of terrible.
You gotta do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what he saw was crazy. So the footage showed a pair of white legs between 2 to 4 feet tall taking a stroll through his front lawn. His footage was initially picked up by a paranormal investigator, Victor Camacho. In 2010, television series Fact or Faked Paranormal Files, Season 1, Episode 2, brought more attention to the legend of the Fresno Nightcrawlers. The team ran experiments to try to uncover exactly what had been caught on camera, because they didn't really believe that this creature was something. So they tried to recreate the...
I can't say I blame them. Like, they...
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like anything, and... Like
obviously, they're just taking a stroll. Like
they're just having a little stroll. So they tried to recreate the creature with puppets, and that didn't work. So they got a child from one of the crew members, dressed it in a large white sheet.
A child.
But nothing looked like the original. Like yeah, nothing they did looked like the original. They couldn't get the movements.
I'm just trying to picture this kid just wearing like the highest waisted pants in the world.
Just and big pants, like trying to walk. But like the movements were so janky that like they couldn't do it. So they deemed the footage real and unexplainable.
Oh my God.
This show was actually the first time that they were given the name Nightcrawlers. But Fresno local Michael Bonte, who's a curator of paranormal website Weird Fresno, said the name never really made sense to him because the creatures are obviously walking and not crawling. Yeah. You know, I guess you couldn't really call them the Fresno Nightwalkers though, because Nightwalker is kind of a euphemism for a prostitute.
Those sad little things. Yeah, I guess Nightwalker isn't the best way to...
It's not. And, like, people want to fuck cryptids. We know this, but I don't think these big pants, I don't think they want to bang it out with humans. Who am I to judge, though? It's not my place.
True. It's not for us to decide what they want to do in their free time.
Well, in 2011, video footage from security cameras at Yosemite National Park caught a pair of creatures that looked and moved in a similar manner to the Nightcrawlers. Now, this time, there were two creatures walking down a trail, and the video footage is much clearer, though no less explainable. One creature is much taller and slimmer, while the other is shorter and squat, dawdling behind. And it's really difficult to see this footage and not be reminded of, like, a parent being followed by their toddler. So I think the second footage is actually scarier, because it's like, no, that's like a mommy one and a baby one.
They're breeding.
Yeah.
So clearly they don't want to be with humans. They've got each other.
Mm-hmm. And it's always at night, and they always kind of look and they walk in this weird way on very, like... just places people wouldn't really expect.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few other videos of beings that appear to look like the original creatures caught in Jose's footage, but a lot of these have proven to be faked. A general paranormal investigator consensus is that the first video is real and the Nightcrawlers have never truly been captured on film again.
So the mother and son one wasn't?
We don't really know. That one, it's not been confirmed, but the first video is the one that's been confirmed as that's the most likely version of them. Possible explanations for this creature range from an interdimensional being, an extraterrestrial, something supernatural, or even something fey or spiritual. Or it could be somebody walking around in a big white pair of pants, you know? How exactly this creature ended up in Fresno is anyone's guess, because how do you just end up in Fresno of all places?
You cross the veil, baby.
They've become a local legend.
So what would you say that they are? Like, if you were going to designate them to one of the options, what do you think?
I think aliens.
So beautiful spirits or just weird little alien guys.
Yeah, just having a good time. They're shy, though. They don't want to really be caught.
Clearly.
Caught on camera.
They're just trying to take strolls. I feel like that's their main goal in life. Just, like, to have a nice, quiet, nighttime stroll in a backyard.
They're just having a nighttime stroll. Like, that's... And who could blame them? I mean, that's what I like.
All I do is sit at home, and then I go for, like, a walk for an hour, and then I come back and I sit at home.
It's just nice and delightful to take a little walk, you know?
And it's hot. It's hot in Fresno. Obviously, they're going to be out at night. Like,
Oh, that's like, the smart thing.
It is. You've been telling me. It's like, what, like 110 degrees there?
It's been like 108 degrees for 2 weeks. It's not fun.
That's why they're not coming out again. They're like, it's too hot. I can't do it. It's not for me.
Last time they took a nice stroll, this guy took a video of them and shared it everywhere. And they're like, that's rude. I didn't ask for that.
It is rude. Like, they're just trying to live their best lives. And somebody's trying to, like, creep on them. They seem adorable, though. Like, for a cryptid?
Yeah, they're not doing anything to hurt you. They're just having a time.
Would you rather have them in your backyard or alpacas in your backyard? Them or a herd of alpacas?
The thing about alpacas is that they're very sweet and they're very kind, good-natured animals. They do shit everywhere. And I don't know about that, you know, in terms of the Fresno Nightcrawlers, but I don't think anything on this planet shits as much as alpacas do. So I definitely say the Nightcrawlers.
I honest to God, like, I think they sound phenomenal.
I know. I really wish I could see them, because would I make friends? Yes, because I could do the funny little walk, the do-do-do.
So have you heard any stories from, like, people in Fresno about seeing them? Like, any extra backyard sightings that weren't caught on tape?
So I haven't, but my grandmother has this fantastic, if not a little unrelated story, where, so she's asleep, but she hears something, like, tapping at her window. And she's very confused. It's like middle of the night, pitch dark. So she gets out of bed and she opens her blinds and she sees like a pair of eyes staring back at her. Like two big, big brown eyes, like glassy. And she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, what is this outside my window? She turns on her porch light. And what had happened is somebody had left a gate open and the cows came up and were just kind of trampling on her grass.
Oh my God. And,
so that must have been a scare. It's not as scary as I think seeing, because cows aren't an interdimensional being unless.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're always getting abducted by aliens in movies. There's something about cows.
Are they getting abducted or are they just going home?
I think we've just created another conspiracy.
That's the true conspiracy. Cows are actually aliens controlling our planet, but they're not doing a good job. They're not.
They're really not. They're not really going well.
Maybe they've given up.
I would have for all this time. I'd be like, yeah, peace out later. Well, so that's the information I have on the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
They're bonker Tony.
So what kind of creature are you going to tell me about next time?
So going with our cryptid theme and also our where we are currently residing theme, I personally have been doing a lot of research into some weird creatures that go beyond like the normal, like everybody kind of knows about like the ghosts and the vampires and the pirates that are like chilling up in New Orleans, but there are a lot of weird monsters too. It's really fun to look into. And I'm going to tell you a little story about this cute guy named the Grunch.
Excuse me, what?
You heard me. He is called the Grunch. Not the Grinch. The Grunch.
The Grunch?
Yes.
Is it the Grinch's brother?
It is not. It is they.
Is he going to ruin what? 4th of July? Is there a holiday he ruins?
Let me tell you, he and the Grinch would not do well together. Ooh. I mean, they're both pretty feisty, but the Grinch, he's a local New Orleans legend. That I think a lot of, I would say locals might know, but he's a little bit on the lesser known side, especially compared to like the Rougarous or a lot of the legends that are here about, you know, the ghosts and the vampires, things like that. The Grunch is just in a category of his own. And I am so pumped to tell you about him because he is so weird.
Well, I am so excited.
I would say that the Grunch is just as bonkertony as your little guys, but in a much more deadly way.
Uh-oh. Zoinks.
Yoinks, babe. Yoinks. But that's for next time.
For now, we're done, but we'll see you guys another time across the veil.